It's Wednesday, March 6, 2024, and I'm Dave Sulp. Three things to know today. Taming wage inflation, insights from the 2024 IT solution provider compensation report. SaaS Alert's 2024 SASE report says only 35% of SMBs are embracing multi-factor authentication. And Apple's Vision Pro niche market status is expected to lower priced model in 2027, estimates suggest. This is the Business of Tech. This episode sponsored by Skykick, new sponsor for MSP Radio. Skykick has been helping over 30,000 MSPs for the past 10 years be more successful in the cloud, migrating, protecting, securing, and managing their Microsoft 365 customers. A highlight in their offerings is their Microsoft 365 data protection solution, Cloud Backup. They've recently enhanced it with a new feature called Smart Insights. This feature delivers visual insights, empowering partners to engage more efficiently with customers on Microsoft 365 data protection. And MSP Radio listeners get a special offer. Get a free 2M365 email migration for a customer when you bundle it with backup. Visit skykick.com/MSP Radio to learn details. On the live show today, I noted it was a day of data reports. I covered the Kaseya 2024 MSP benchmark on that show, and podcast listeners, you'll get that on Saturday. There are two more to talk about today. First, let's look at the Service Leadership 2024 Annual IT Solution Provider Compensation Report. Highlights. Wage inflation peaked in 2022 for technology service providers worldwide and has shown significant improvements since, with roughly one-third as many employees projected to receive top-level increases in 2024 as 2022. In 2023, top-performing TSPs provided lower compensation increases than the bottom quartile TSPs, indicating a difference in compensation strategies. Remote work remains relatively low in the TSP industry, with only 8.7% of employees working 100% remotely, while 42.8% work exclusively in the office. Most employees, 73%, spend at least 3 days or more working in the office. Best-in-class managed service providers and value-added resellers were less likely to offer unlimited paid time off, while the bottom quartile MSPs and VARs were likely to provide this benefit. Outside the U.S., limited PTO remains virtually non-existent. And a service desk level 3 costs as much as 59.6% more than a level 1. Why do we care? Nuanced compensation strategies that reward performance and contribution to business goals for the win. This approach can help manage wage inflation while incentivizing high performance and aligning employee compensation with business outcomes. I get it, compensation isn't easy, but skill here is rewarded. I discuss remote work as a strategic advantage like a broken record on this show. Seems like it's still an advantage. Providers may need to reassess the remote work policies to align with broader workforce trends and employee expectations. Offering flexible work arrangements can be a competitive advantage in attracting and retaining talent. The other big report comes from SaaS Alert, which released its fourth annual SaaS Application Security Insights Report. The report, covering the SaaS application security records of more than 18,000 SMBs, reveals continued low adoption of MSA. Of those records, only 35% enabled multi-factor authentication, a slight 3% increase for the findings in last year's report. Microsoft 365 and Google Workspace were the datasets most widely used SaaS applications, so they naturally were the most active sources of critical alerts last year. However, only about 1% of alerts from M365 and Google required immediate attention. Meanwhile, Slack was more problematic, with 12% of related alerts identified as critical. That was an almost 9-point jump from Slack's critical alerts ratio of 3.77% last year. The report also revealed a 75% increase in guest user accounts. Guest user accounts are created on the fly when sharing documents externally, often left dormant and unmonitored. SaaS Alerts also announced a partnership with Fifth Walls Solutions to offer its new Beltex cyber insurance solution to MSPs and their customers. Why do we care? Businesses and MSPs must intensify their efforts to implement MFA across all user accounts, particularly for critical SaaS applications like Microsoft 365 and Google Workspace. Education and awareness campaigns can help overcome resistance to adoption, emphasizing its role in protecting against data breaches and cyber threats. Insurance won't cover you if you don't have MFA. Businesses should implement policies and procedures to regularly review and manage guest user accounts, including disabling no longer needed accounts. There's automated tools that can help track guest account creation and activity, ensuring these accounts do not become a security liability. This should be standard practice. I'm not generally encouraged by this news. We have numbers now on the Vision Pro rather than speculation. According to Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, up to 30% of Apple Vision Pro headset returns are due to users struggling to set it up. While only 1% of owners return their headsets, the lack of intuitive operation for Apple's spatial computing headset seems to be a challenge. The Vision Pro's eye-tracking technology and less obvious features may be confusing users, leading to dissatisfaction with the $3,500 device. While the headset's demand in the U.S. has slowed, Huawei estimates that U.S. shipments will reach 200,000 to a quarter million units this year. Apple is expected to remain a niche market until a lower-priced, mass-produced model is released, possibly in 2027. Apple is reportedly expanding production capacity for the device following a successful U.S. launch. Despite that slowdown, the company plans to produce more units than originally estimated due to better-than-expected market performance. The headset's popularity among prosumers and developers has increased production for several suppliers. While a global release is not immediate, Apple may launch in more countries before WWDC this year. Vision Pro owners are reporting a mysterious crack appearing on the front glass of their headsets. The cause of the cracks is unknown, but they appear in the same area above the nose bridge. Speculation suggests it may be a heating issue due to charging or a manufacturing problem. The crack is not obstructing any cameras. Pairing the device is expensive. The issue seems limited to Reddit reports, and Apple has not responded to inquiries about the problem. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, is hiring an extended reality specialist to create methods for extending and immersing individuals in their environments. The role will involve showcasing technical expertise, program management skills, and staying up to date with AR and VR technologies. The CIA seeks to leverage XR for data visualization, collaboration, and training. MoonHub, a virtual reality training platform, has raised $1.4 million in funding to expand its immersive learning experiences. The platform recreates real-world scenarios to provide hands-on training in sectors such as facilities management, security, and social care. MoonHub's courses accelerate training completion, requiring less time than traditional methods, and enhance retention. Global enterprises like Just Eat, BNP Paribas, and Amazon are partnering with MoonLab to enhance workforce training. The funding will be used for product development and market expansion. And to give you a sense of the possibilities, according to reporter Mark Gurman, Apple is exploring the idea of AI-powered smart glasses and AirPods with cameras. The smart glasses would serve as a cheaper alternative to AR face computers, while the camera-equipped AirPods would assist users with their routines. Apple's also considering the development of a smart ring. The company has been focusing more on AR glasses following the success of screenless smart glasses by Meta. Why do we care? This is both a small market and one growing faster than initially thought. Apple should easily hit its goals of 500,000 units. And again, remember, that's a nearly $2 billion marketplace. The government's investment in XR technologies validates their potential beyond entertainment, highlighting opportunities for businesses to explore applications in the training, simulation, and data analysis space. This trend may open up new markets for solution providers, particularly in sectors with complex data environments or training needs. Companies like MoonHub will be part of that ecosystem. I've pitched the idea of cameras on AirPods myself on this show. Rumor to be sure, one more data point indicating something in the XR space. Thanks for listening. It's National Frozen Food Day and National Oreo Day. It's also Day of the Dude, apparently. The Dude abides. Have a question you want answered? We're taking listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@mspradio.com. I answer listener questions live each week on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn. Got a comment or a thought on a story? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. And vendors, interested in supporting the show with a little mention? There's a new Patreon option. Visit patreon.com/mspradio. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/mspradio. Or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.